Penguin Random House Audio presents Storm Cursed by Patricia Briggs. Read for you by Lorelei King. One by one, two by two, the hardesty witches are traveling through. With a storm of curses they call from their tomes, they will drink your blood and dine on your bones. Children's jump rope rhyme, overheard in 1934 in Ray Springs, Tennessee. Chapter 1.
So what did you do, Mary Jo?
Called Ben in his crisp British accent. Mary Jo shut her car door and started toward us and toward the mountainous metal barn that Ben and I waited beside. She gave Ben a quelling frown and waited to speak until she had come up to us. She asked,
What do you mean, what did I do?
It was a little chilly, made more so by a brisk wind that blew a bit of hair I'd failed to secure in my braid into my eyes. The Tri-Cities don't cool off at night with quite the thoroughness that the Montana mountains I'd grown up with did, but night usually still kills the heat of day. Ben bounced a little on his toes, a sign that he was ready and eager for violence. I could sense that his attention, like mine, was mostly on the barn, even though his eyes were on Mary Jo.
I killed Mercy 3 times in a single session of Pirate's Booty the night before last. I think that's why she woke me up to come out hunting tonight.
He glanced at me and raised an eyebrow in an open invitation to address the situation. Okay, that's not exactly what he said. As usual, he spiced his language with profanity, but unless he spouted something truly amazing, I mostly edited it out. You passed up the opportunity to gain 100 Spanish doubloons.